Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. All things were ordained from the beginning. No other name is given by which you must be saved. April 18, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For the Lord's little flock. And for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord. Lord, did dinosaurs exist as science suggests? The Lord answered. Dinosaurs did indeed exist, and dwell upon the earth. For they, along with the plants and other animals of their day, were laid to rest as an earthen foundation, for those who would come after. For I tell you the truth. All things were in the garden at the beginning, neither destroying nor given to destruction, until the day evil entered in, desecrating that which the Lord God had made. Therefore, put your trust in no man, nor put your faith in men of science. For they do greatly err. Trust not their devices, nor give heed to their instruments. For all their lofty assertions are mere theories and hypotheses. Retrospect. Yet they account them as fact. And that which they put forth as proof is soon disproved in the light of new evidence or understanding. Discovery, after so-called discovery, seen through tainted eyes, to the darkness of many faces. Indeed, the knowledge of man is infinitesimal, when compared with the knowledge of God, coming to nothing before the light of my glory. For only one proof stands forever, lasting from generation to generation. The Word of God. Therefore, give heed, all you who know his name, and come to repentance. For the day of the Lord approaches, and soon the ensign shall appear, and every eye shall see. What then shall you do? O men of science and learning, shall you flee to the mountains, and hide yourselves in the rocks? Shall you continue to bury your heads in the sand? Your words are wind, your devices, dust, and your knowledge of no effect, when confronted with the glory of God, revealed in His Holy One. For He is the truth absolute. Yes, He who was crucified for your transgressions. Yet you need not flee to the mountains, nor hide yourselves in the caves or among the rocks, but fear the Lord your God, and humble yourselves in the sight of the King. Call on his name, and I, yes I, the one true God, shall grant you a reprieve, and restore your life, even unto life everlasting. For it is written, the Lord your God is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and will not forsake those who repent. Therefore do not wait, but call upon the salvation of God. For he is called, Jesus and Christ. His name, Yahushua, HaMashiach, the only name under heaven, by which you must be saved.